The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, it's that time of year again in the run-up to Christmas where pantos make a triumphant return to theatres across the country. This year's panto at the National Stadium is the story of how Sammy and Buffy meet Snow White. Oh, no, it isn't. I hear you say,
yes,
oh,
it
yes,
is.
It is. We can't resist the old guy.
Oh, I know. It's only
We're
November.
The voices you are hearing is the Evil Queen's voice, as played by Catherine Lynch, and Sammy Sausages, played once again by the one and only Alan Hughes. Alan and Catherine, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Delighted to be here.
Now, the National Stadium, it has had many lives. I mean, obviously, a place where boxing happens, but also great concerts over the years. I saw Elton John there years and years ago. So how come the National Stadium?
Well, we've been in so many venues over the years, Pat, and we were in the Tivoli for nearly 15 years. And of course, people know then the Tivoli was pulled down and it's now a hotel.
RIP the Tivoli, what a lovely place.
I know. And I was even talking to somebody from the Dublin Theatre Festival and they were saying, like 15, 20 years ago when the festival was on, they had so many venues in the city that artists and plays could go on. And it's so limited now. So we were looking around. We did Panto Dome in the Royal Hospital of Maine and we erected a Panto Dome. And then we just literally came across the National Stadium. We'd been trying to get in for years, but because they had bingo there, would you believe this, on Tuesday and Thursday for years, where buses would pull up outside
and hundreds of bingo no more in the
National Stadium.
That's
how we were able to get it, that the bingo doesn't happen there anymore. And we got in, and it's such a wonderful venue.
Yeah.
It's
like now, when I've been in it, obviously I saw some boxing there years ago, but I also in the music that I saw, I think Clapton was there as well. You know, they occupied the place normally occupied by the ring.
Yeah.
So they performed in the round, as it were. So how do you do it with
Well,
panto?
We have a stage, but I mean, it is like a little amphitheatre. That's the wonderful thing about it. There isn't a bad seat in the place.
Oh,
it's a wonderful setting for it. And we're delighted. And we've signed a deal now for the next number of years with them. So we're going to be there. So our production will be there every year for the foreseeable, which I'm delighted with. It means it gives us a base and a home and a new home for panto in Dublin.
To get on with the meat and potatoes of this, it is affordable for families.
Well, it is. I think we've struck. I think, do you know what? There's a cost of living crisis. Some of our shows are already sold out. Pat, I think people really need something this year. This will be the first. This will be the first time that some of our core audience will have seen us in nearly 3 years.
Yeah, we're all starving for the stage and people are starving for a bit of joy as well. So it's going to be just such a.
Yeah, like we've tickets from €16. you know, sort of from some of the school shows and different shows, and we've special offers.
And then you've got a family ticket for €100 for one of the nighttime shows.
Yeah, exactly. We actually acknowledge that people are struggling at the moment, and you're sort of saying, well, look, let's not go mad on the prices, and let's get everybody in and just have a bit of fun. And we do. We have great fun. Sure, look at who'll be with me.
Okay, how come you recruited Catherine to your
team?
We've
been trying to get Catherine Lynch in our panto for years.
Oh my, we have.
We've talked this over many a times, and just it didn't work out, or something happened, or she was doing her TV stuff and everything else, and just the stars aligned this year, and we managed to get her, and she'll be Evil Queen.
But I'm so delighted to actually be joining the Christmas panto party and family, do you know? So we're going to have great fun. And Carol and Alan have been friends of mine for years. They used to come to my cabaret before I even did television, you know? So they come to Busty's G-Spot.
Say no more, it's a bit early.
tell me about the plot of this thing, because Sammy and Buffy meet Snow White. I mean, we had Snow White and the Seven Little People, of course.
Oh, yes, we can't
now,
do that.
Now, you're not
anymore.
Allowed to do that anymore, is that?
Do you know what? It's something that we haven't done. It's not just because of political correctness or anything like that at the moment.
Yeah.
We haven't done Snow White and the Usual Seven Dwarfs. Like, we've for the last three times we've done Snow White, we've just left it.
How many pantos have you done?
This is my 25th year doing panto.
Oh, my goodness.
Consecutively. I actually think, Pat, I'm the longest running professional panto person in Ireland.
I'm definitely going to get a masterclass.
Because I did ask Twink and other people like that, and they did it and they stopped. But I've done it even during COVID. We recorded a panto and put it out. So I've been doing panto for 25 years.
Okay, but
every
you've never done the classic Snow White then, and this is no different.
It's not a classic. But it is a classic. It is the story of Snow White who meets the prince. We have a very novel way, which I'm not going to give away, of who she meets when she gets to the cottage.
Okay. Oh.
It's a very novel little way. So we won't give it away for the little ones, but it's beautiful. And when we've done it before, the children love this idea of what
we've
done.
Guess who's the magic mirror?
Joe Duffy did feature, did he?
No, that was the last one. Yeah. So we have Marty Morrissey. It's a Marty party.
Marty
is the magic mirror. So Catherine will be doing all her scenes with Marty Morrissey in a 30-metre mirror on a big screen.
I presume Marty only has to do it once.
He only has to do it once. He doesn't have to get into his absolutely fantastic costume. Wait till you see him. He's hilarious looking.
It's so funny. We recorded some of the stuff with him, and he just comes up with his own stuff, and he went, "Oh, Queen, I'm so excited there won't be a cow milked in Clare for a week."
He's getting in the GAA
puns. That was one of his great commentary moments.
Yeah,
so who are Sammy and Buffy then? I mean, I know
I've played Sammy, and Rob Murphy, who plays Buffy, we've been this double act for many years now.
Amazing.
And we've just become this double act that people come and see year after year, and it's like a man-eating dame. He just loves the daddies.
I've been to this panto all my life, actually, because I go on the gala night, which is the 16th, and Alan and Carl bring all celebrities and friends, and you're welcome, obviously, Pat. And it's just so funny because it's for adults as well as children, because it's a bit like The Simpsons. There's lots of really good in-jokes that adults will get and kids won't.
I hope it's not filthy
balanced.
Now.
No, it's not. Of course it's not.
Well, I'm going to try. Carl won't let me. Carl Broderick is the writer and he's very, very funny, and he has it down to a fine art.
So when do you actually go into... You're in production at the moment, I presume. You've got to be, have you?
I've just come...
We're in production for it, but rehearsals don't start for another few weeks. We have an intensive 2 weeks rehearsal period. We open on the 13th of December and run till the 8th of January.
Now I'm scared.
So how many shows in all, including matinees?
Oh, about 54.
Oh, wow. My. Oh, I never knew that. I actually... Yeah. Sorry, see ya.
See ya, bye.
Normally,
you're well used to it, Catherine.
One of the elements of panto is kind of contemporary references.
Mm.
And do they tend to change throughout the run?
Of course they do, because the thing will change, and there'll be stuff that you throw in because a big news story will break during the run, and you obviously add it in and you put it in, and people love that. I remember the weather, like, don't go out in circumstances.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we threw that in last minute and all these sort of things. So it will. You obviously keep it updated, and people love that.
And what's great is breaking the fourth wall. You know, so when you corpse or when you have the little kind of vaudeville moment, I love those, you know, where you kind of, you know, and it's one of the oldest arts in the world is panto, you know, and it comes from restoration, and it comes from, you know, the dames were.
But the dames were always played by men,
and
the main male character were always played by a woman, the principal boy,
so-called.
So it is one of the principal, and drag also came from panto. It came from like a dressed something as a woman. I can't remember the exact quote, but all these wonderful kind of camp things in the world have come
from this. Me and you, never.
Actually,
but do you know what I
burped earlier on, it was a rainbow.
I do love about it, Pat, is that it is the first time children get to see live shows.
Yeah.
They get off their tablets, they're getting away from the TV, and they're in a theatre at a live experience. And it does change some children's lives where they want to go into the arts or into theatre or into stuff like that. So I love that. And I love to see little girls coming in dressed up as Snow White or whatever. And just their eyes wide open looking at this, and they're shouting up like they do, like they're shouting up behind you and all
and
that. And I love to see
that. The children in the panto are always the most mannerly, gorgeous children. Like when I played Miss Hannigan in the National Concert Hall, I fell in love with all the kids. Actually, our little Molly is now the little Molly that played there is now the new Matilda in Hollywood.
Amazing. And we have our sister Katie as Snow White. There's a little connection for me.
So it's,
well, I wish you the very best. I know you'll attempt to corpse each other every night during the run. People who want to book, where do they go?
Panto.ie. It's as simple as that. Just log on to panto.ie. All the information is there. And do come and see Snow White at the National Stadium. It is going to be terrific. Sure, we can't fail with Look at This One in it.
Oh, I can't wait to be part of the family.
Catherine Lynch and Alan Hughes, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscious?
No. I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first Express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.